Tell me something about your parents. What were their occupations growing up?
My father migrated here from Arkansas, the state of Arkansas. I believe he was the first individual in his immediate family that came to Las Vegas. We had other family members that were already migrating here. And when he came here, he lived with the Johnson family, my Uncle Tillman and Aunt Dorothy. That was my grandfather's oldest sister and her husband and family. And I think my father did maybe a year or two of college, and then he came here. He kept hearing that the word was that work was better out here. And I guess it was, because shortly after being here, he met a lot of other people and soon went back and got his immediate family, his parents and his siblings.
Great. And how many siblings in your family?
I had two brothers. One is deceased.
And
I'm the oldest.
Okay. And tell me about your early schooling here in Las Vegas, beginning with elementary school.
Okay. In elementary school, kindergarten, my elementary years were really fun years. That was my foundation. That established me. That's what I feel. I attended Kit Carson, and while at Kit Carson, there were nothing but educated black teachers there. And I believe they all were like fresh out of college and coming here from like the East Coast. And some of them are still here and prominent, and some have moved on. Kindergarten, I remember faces, some of the students, I can't remember all names, but to this day I do remember faces that I attended kindergarten with. And a lot of the children were from the Berkeley Square area. My grandmother lived in Berkeley Square. She bought her home brand new there, so I used her address to go to school there. So I went to Kit Carson from kindergarten through second grade. My parents purchased a home, brand new home, tract home at that time. They called the area Delmonico, but I remember those homes actually being called something else. I don't remember the name now. And I attended Joe Mackey from the third through the fourth. And that was like back in the mid-60s, late-60s, and word out was that the black children really weren't receiving an adequate education comparable to children across the city. So my mother had heard of another elementary school that was pretty good with working with children. And from like the fifth grade, I believe it was, I attended Bertha Ronzoni, because that next following year, the sixth grade from Bertha Ronzoni went to Brindley, J. Harold Brindley. And that was the first middle school, at that time it was junior high school, that had sixth grade. So I was at Brindley from sixth through the ninth. And then I attended Western from the 10th through the 12th.
Going back to elementary school at Joe Mackey,
mm-hmm.
What was the difference between Joe Mackey and Berkeley Ronzoni?
Well, Joe Mackey was 100% black populated. Going to Bertha Ronzoni was a different experience for me. It was the majority were Caucasian, and there weren't very many black kids. And I did learn real fast that I was behind when I went to Bertha Ronzoni. I was behind in my math, not so much anything else, but the math really set me back.